I suppose I should be honest here. I hate wearing a mask, which frankly is a bit surprising for a fellow who obsessed with Zorro as a small boy, and I mean obsessed with California's legendary Hispanic Robin Hood, if you will. Indeed, at about 11, I created my very own Zorro costume and rode wildly through my neighborhood with a mask covering my identity, disguising myself from the horde of kids who jumped on their bikes to chase me for blocks, yelling like banshees. And yet, as I have said, I hate wearing a mask. I hate masks because, as an asthmatic, I have enough problems getting air down my constantly inflamed bronchial tubes. And of course, I wear glasses. And as everyone who wears glasses knows, masks often cause glasses to fog up. And yet I wear a mask every single time I am anywhere near other people. And yes, of course, I do so because of my age. I am among those who are especially vulnerable to the virus. And yes, I know the mask is less likely to protect me than those around me from whatever I might be spewing out. And given America's cultural obsession with the lone maverick figure, totally dependent on one's own self for security, wearing a mask has been seen by some as, dare I say it, un-American. Indeed, the very idea of depending on others seems to be deeply abhorrent to some of us, rejecting out of hand the idea that one's personal comfort, or as they often call it, their freedom, should be compromised for the safety of others, is often totally unacceptable, an attitude many have denounced as an ultimately fatal flaw in the American psyche. However much fans of the late Ayn Rand might have promoted such a sentiment. But the fact is, wearing a mask can be just as selfish as almost any other behavior our especially independently minded American culture nurtures. Sure, wearing a mask in itself might not be as personally helpful for the wearer as it is for those around us, but psychologically wearing the mask, feeling it against our skin, is a constant reminder to follow through on those other personal behaviors, from washing our hands to physical distancing, that do keep us personally safer. And let's be honest with ourselves. This pandemic could go on for a very long time. Indeed, there is absolutely no guarantee we will ever come up with an effective vaccine. And as we all know, we cannot shut down our economy forever. No, the reality is that a broken economy is a hell of a lot more dangerous to our health, physical and economic, than any virus, however lethal or easily transmittable. Which is why this historian of medicine and the modern world always wears a mask in public. Because the mask is one of the most obvious tools I know of to get our economy going. We live, after all, in an economy driven in large measure by discretionary consumer spending. Spending the public needs to feel comfortable about again before they will ever pull out their credit cards and anything that makes all those strangers around me. And we all know some of them are extraordinarily vulnerable to the ravages of COVID-19. Feel a bit more comfortable spending their hard-earned dollars, supporting those local businesses from restaurants to local stores, works for this commentator. In short, I wear a mask for the same reason I have been ordering takeout twice as often as before I'd ever heard of the coronavirus. Wear a mask for the same reason that I bought gift certificates from my favorite restaurants at the height of the pandemic scare. Because in an American culture that is more individualistic than communally minded, wearing a mask is easily one of the most obvious paths to maintaining my selfish desire to see myself and my community thrive. How selfish can one get? And the best part, I even get to indulge my child fantasy about being Zorro.